Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. Can I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about today?
29172.
29172, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you. Can I have the first and last name, please?
Well, I'm assuming it says Dana Chandler.
Okay. I'm looking for that, ma'am. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
I'm looking for that name, ma'am. Thank you. I'm so sorry, ma'am. Do you mind providing me with that zip code one more time, please?
29172.
Okay, Ms. Chandler, I'm looking for the account. I've pulled up an account with that name and that zip code. Do you mind just verifying the shipping address for me, please?
3941 Charleston Highway 1A, West mm-hmm. Columbia, South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
29172.
Thank you, ma'am. Okay.
Well, see, here's the problem. Whatever this is, I didn't order it. And it's on my mm-hmm. bank account, and I need it removed.
I've pulled up an account with that information today, ma'am. Allow me just a moment to review it, please. Okay, so I see this is for the Bites Hub meal planning app. That was going to be a monthly subscription for the $59.87, ma'am. This app helps mm-hmm. to focus on using everyday foods to boost your energy, cut out those cravings for carbs and sugars, ma'am. It also includes meal plans and recipe guides to eating better and feeling better, ma'am. It was stated when you signed up for a contest entry for the Dyson's vacuum that you were going to also be signing up for the meal planning app, the Bites Hub, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I want it taken off my account and this canceled.
Do you remember ever entering into a contest for a Dyson's vacuum, ma'am? Hello? Are you there, ma'am?
I'm trying to think. I don't remember one.
Okay, ma'am. So you never entered into a contest for a Dyson vacuum on the 12th of April?
No, ma'am.
Did anyone else in your household ever enter into a contest that would have allowed them to place this order?
They wouldn't have had access to my card.
Okay, ma'am. So you're claiming fraud for this account. Is that what I'm understanding, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am, because I don't think my 7-year-old granddaughter knows how to do it.
Okay. I will go ahead and get this canceled out, and then I can get you over to the fraud department so they can assist you further regarding the charges on the account, ma'am.
All right.
Yes, ma'am. Please stay in line while I cancel this out.
All right. Thank you.
I'm still here. I'm canceling this out for you, ma'am. Thank you for your patience. I'm I'm still here. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just working on canceling this out. I'm also still trying to locate someone in the fraud department that's going to be able to assist you with the call. Thank you for your patience. I have this completely canceled out, and I've located a fraud specialist that will assist with the rest of the call. Are you ready for your confirmation number? For your cancellation? Okay. You ready for it, ma'am?
I'm ready.
Okay. It is going to be Sea Lake and Charlie.
I'm sorry?
Sea Lake and Charlie.
See Charlie.
Yes, ma'am. And then it's going to be 9205613443.
See Charlie, 9205613443.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct. And I'm setting up the call as we speak. For the fraud specialist for you to speak with. Just allow me a few moments while I get that call set up to transfer you.
Okay. Can you cut it down, Sean? Remember, like we used to when we packed?
Okay. I have gone ahead and got this. Set call set up to transfer you now over to the fraud department, ma'am. I hope you have a very, very wonderful day. You stay safe out there, okay, ma'am?
All right, thank you.
I'm going to begin
you
the too. Transfer now to the fraud department. Please stay on the line. You'll be speaking with the fraud specialist in just a few moments, ma'am.
All right.